It's punishment time!
So what if every student had a unique punishment? One of my favorite parts of Danganronpa, the franchise as a whole, are the punishments. The artwork is vastly different compared to the rest of the series. The music lets us feel the despair of the characters, both the punished and the survivors observing the punishments. And then the punishments themselves are so carefully crafted, and they allow us to feel so much worse when our favorite characters fade away. There's spoilers here for Danganronpa, but if you spot them, great. If not, let's be honest, the series is kind of old at this point. I'll be doing one of three things, or all of three things, depending on the character. One, going over the punishments that already exist. Two, going over unused punishments for certain characters that could have gotten them but did not, off or where they died or lived in the series. And three, creating punishments for characters that never got them, whether it's unused or not. So starting off, alter ego, and I'm giving the title to this punishment turning human or Kokoro, whichever fits best. See, alter ego isn't just a student, but that's not going to stop us from giving it a punishment. Yes, there's excavator destroyer, but the point of a punishment is to give despair to the punished, and I don't think Monokuma did well enough in this case. So I'm giving alter ego something much, much worse. There's a little fantasy playing into it, but a lot of the punishments are odd, so bear with me. Monokuma transfers alter ego's consciousness into a human body of its own, giving it joy, giving it hope for the achievement of a dream it never knew it truly wanted, never really understood. And being human, this gives alter ego the strength it needs to fight Monokuma directly, person to person, or person to bear. However, the first blow shows something that alter ego's initial hope kind of covered and concealed. Rotten, beaten flesh, more specifically, dead flesh. And it's revealed that alter ego is in the body of Chihiro, which slowly falls apart until alter ego is trapped in the remains of Chihiro's already dead corpse, unable to flee a never-ending nightmare. See, taking the laptop, crushing it, turning it into a ball, and then adding a little Monokuma eye sticker. Despair-inducing for the rest of the students. Trapping alter ego in the dead body of its creator. Terrible, horrible, and despair-inducing for everyone involved. I think it's a much better punishment. Moving on to Aoi, her punishment is called the Water Illusion Show. Aoi doesn't have a punishment for certain reasons. Not killing anyone, not dying, things like that. But she does have an unused execution that goes by the name of Water Illusion Show. For the ultimate swimming pro, I think it's fitting, even though it's simplistic. Punishment puts Aoi in a tank with sharks already in it. These sharks surround Aoi and Monokuma waves a wand. This causes curtains to fall over the tank, and when the curtains rise, it's revealed that she's been eaten by sharks. Rather than let the curtain fall, I think I would give Aoi a chance to swim away, only to reveal that there was never an escape to begin with. Building up hope for a way out, only for her to fall and fail. This gives despair to not only Aoi, but also her friends when they watch her get eaten by sharks. I don't know if they would animate that or show it, but that's not on me. I'm not the game designer. Moving on to Byakuya, human disqualification. Byakuya is another survivor with an unused punishment. His punishment goes by the name of human disqualification, and the name alone inspires one to punish Byakuya. Some would say he deserves it, depending on whether or not you like the character. It remains, his punishment would have dropped him into the trash, or into trash that would fall into a place that looks a lot like hell. Maybe he fell where Makoto did, in the filth-covered basement of Hope's Peak. But wherever it is, it's filled with trash, and Monokuma would appear and throw stones at Byakuya for looking like a dirty hobo at the bottom of society. He would try to escape the stoning, however, his escape would make him come out into a cold, snowy place where he dies alone from hypothermia. Leaving him alone, putting him at the opposite of society, a flip side of the life he knew. I think it's rather fitting. Now, Celeste, burning of the Versailles Witch. This is one of the few punishments I think needs no change. The execution begins with Celeste tied to a stake, very similar to how they would burn witches in medieval times. Celeste is the center of attention, the center stage in death she would only dream of, glorified beyond imagination. Fires start burning her with the romanticized manner she always wanted. There's a smile on her face because she gets what she deserves. Not the whole dying thing, but glorification, something above the common man. This is taken away from her because Monokuma appears in a fire truck and crashes into her, making her lose her life by something as common as a car accident. And there's the despair in her punishment. I love it. Nice, easy, it works. Now back to Chihiro. I say back to because we've already visited Chihiro, kind of an alter ego, but now this is specifically Chihiro. Now the punishment is called Super Despair Bros. No reference to a giant game franchise of plumbers that recently had a great movie. Nope, not at all. Chihiro's a hard character to make an execution for without it seeming undeserving, cruel, almost bullying. It's hard to imagine that Chihiro would have even killed someone to begin with, let alone get caught and then get executed by Monokuma for it. But let's say it was done by accident. No malintent there. And then we'll use the unused execution, which puts Chihiro in an 8-bit side-scrolling game. A group of huge pixelated Monokuma appear, begin chasing Chihiro. But there's hope. There's hope. There's a castle, almost a safe house at the end of the level, just within view. Chihiro jumps over small Monokuma enemies. That's smaller than Chihiro, so very, very tiny. Jumps over blocks, running, just barely getting over to the castle. And then the door is locked behind Chihiro. Inside this castle, a large Monokuma appears, much larger than the others. Monokuma takes Chihiro into its hand, eats Chihiro, and then a game over screen appears. This reminds me of another video game themed punishment, but that's a punishment for a different time. Next is Genocide Jill. I hate what I gave Genocide Jill with a burning passion, but there was very little I can think of, so bear with me. Oh, Genocide Jill is the embodiment of chaos in a world filled with despair. But that only means her punishment can come from some sort of order. So in this punishment, Toko fades away. And this leaves Genocide in control, alone in their body now. Genocide Jill came as a way to protect Toko from a world that has broken her over and over. And if you know Toko's backstory, you know why I say this. It's odd, but in a twisted way, Genocide was born to protect Toko, and now without a Toko to protect, Genocide has no purpose. You'd think this only makes it further and further down the rabbit hole of chaos. But now Genocide's reason to kill is gone, aside from the enjoyment of killing. A tiny loophole, but tiny, tiny loophole. We can get over it. So, what's an insane person to do to keep on going? Nothing. Monokuma doesn't need to lift a finger anymore. So, Genocide falls to her knees and watches as everyone leaves her. The survivors, Monokuma, Yakia, everyone leaves, and in response, Genocide develops a new personality to protect herself the way she did Toko. And this personality of normalcy takes over. Maybe a Toko 2.0? But where this new character goes on living the ideal life, maybe the life they've always dreamed. Genocide is trapped alone in her mind. No one left to kill, no one left to protect. Just the shell of a killer, wishing someone, anyone, would be there. Yeah, I didn't like it, but I worked with what I had. So moving on. Hifumi. Watch out, Buko. The Great Invasion begins. Hifumi is an interesting death. He not only is there a reality in which he gets executed, but it's in the demo of Danganronpa, much before the times of Trigger Happy Havoc. This execution is also seen in a manga adaptation for that demo. Hifumi ends up killing Yasuhiro in an odd turn of events, and when it's discovered that he's guilty, it leads to his execution. He's placed in a large white room after being found guilty. Behind him, Monokuma appears, operating a larger, more robotic Monokuma, almost like a giant Megazord you would see from like Sentai series and such. And then on the other side of him is a giant version of Princess Buko from a series that he's a huge fan of. Again, if you know Hifumi, you know where that's from. Honestly, I didn't recognize the name, but I digress. Hifumi is hit from both sides as a pair, as from the pair, and other students watch in horror. Princess Buko fires a charged arrow, and Monokuma fires a beam of light. When both attacks hit Hifumi, he disintegrates immediately. Now, Junko, guillotine execution. Did you know Danganronpa had a prototype? It was called Danganronpa Distrust, and in it, Junko receives an execution. So, while the game was scrapped for being too gruesome, like some of these executions aren't gruesome enough, that led to edits that brought us the Danganronpa series we have today. The details aren't perfectly clear. However, by vote, Junko's declared the black end. This leads to tears streaming down her face as she is in shock. Shadowy hands come forth and drag her to a guillotine. And let's see. She's swiftly beheaded. What did you think was going to happen? And it's not as personal as some of the others, but I think it deserves a place only because it takes place in the prototype. Its origins are beyond anything we would ever imagine. Next, Kiyotaka. Prime Minister Ishimaru Kiyotaka's inaugural parade. Why are all these titles a mouthful? For the character that was most likely to join the Boy Scouts, it's hard to imagine he'd be executed for killing another student. But if he did kill and get discovered, he would most likely follow his unused execution. Taka would sit on a vehicle and answer to the cheers of a crowd of Monokuma. The crowd would have posters saying things such as, "Down with the Prime Minister!" And the other students would be held back, maybe sprinkled in by the crowd of Monokuma. Mondo would try to reach him, reach out to save him from the execution because they were so close. But even he would be held back. And from a distance, another Monokuma fires at Taka. The unused execution gives this Monokuma a gun, but I think a rocket launcher would be just as effective. Kyoko. Good cop, bad cop. Kyoko and Makoto receive ideal punishment. But the punishment of after school lesson isn't fitting for either student. So they'll both be getting something more personal, more fitting, a little original. In the case of the ultimate detective, Kyoko is going to be put in a dark interrogation room, lit by only a dim flickering light. She's tied to a chair, unable to move or get away. Two Monokuma appear, one fully white and the other fully black with the red eyes. Sweat falls from her forehead. And from the other side of a two-way glass, the actual Monokuma watches. The black and white Monokumas each take a bat and begin to beat her down. Our regular Monokuma enters the room with a manila folder and opens it, sliding it over to her. Kyoko's eyes go wide as she reads what's in the envelope. And we'll never figure out what's in it, but we can save that for a potential what if, and say that it's important to the next investigation. Monokuma himself finishes the job, executing Kyoko with a bat of his own. Leon, the 1,000 Blows. A lock and chain are linked. Sorry. A lock chain linked to a shackle closes around Leon's neck and drags him through a prison-like hallway. This leads him to the center of a batting cage where he's held in place by additional shackles. Two large spotlights rise from the ground, putting a focus on Leon. A pitching machine appears in front of him and begins shooting baseballs at him. Slow at first, and then the shooting baseballs begin increasing in speed while spinning around his suspended body. Around him, the other students watch as the first execution comes to a close, and it finally sets in that the killing game and its consequences are all too real. That's the first execution we get to see, and I think it fits. I'm moving on to Mondo, the Cage of Death. Oh, there are so many stories to tell, and it was discussed and debated whether I should change his execution for something a bit more fitting, but I had to keep Mondo's execution the same, if only for the butter jokes. Once you see more of Team WeTried's videos, you'll understand the butter jokes. But the execution. It begins with Mondo tied to a custom-designed motorcycle that apparently belonged to his old gang, the Crazy Diamonds. Monokuma is sitting in the front seat and steers them into a spherical cage. At the last second, Monokuma jumps out, leaving Mondo to go straight inside. Inside the cage, Mondo spun around and around uncontrollably. Meanwhile, Monokuma turns on four electric generators atop the cage, and Mondo gets electrocuted as he spins faster and faster, now a blur. After a sudden burst of light, the motorcycle falls, and now there's no Mondo, no passenger at all. A nearby machine connected to the cage begins to beep three times and produces a tub labeled Mondo Butter, implying that Mondo's body was liquefied and then turned into butter. This butter is now put on Monokuma's pancakes, and he enjoys a very, very good dessert. Or breakfast? Can he even eat? He's a machine. It's unclear, but moving on. Monokuma himself. It doesn't have a title, and the punishment for Monokuma is going to be very difficult from the rest. There's a bit of a theme, some rules that each punishment faces. Most of the punishments take no longer than a few moments. This one may take forever. And the punishments instill a sense of despair, not only to the one being punished, but also the ones watching the punishment, students and ourselves, the players slash audience. So his has to induce hope. And what if Monokuma was the one stuck watching? See, in this punishment, for lack of a better word, the 16 students are freed from Hope's Peak and the world returns to normal. The students all receive a Monokuma doll that's unable to move, unable to speak, and trapped within each of these dolls is Monokuma. Maybe the same Monokuma, maybe duplicates of Monokuma, but they're trapped within that body. And yeah, Monokuma watches as these students grow old, happy in a utopian world without fear. Each doll is passed down from generation to generation as Monokuma is forced to watch his plan fail. And at the end of time, the world fades to black, from black to white, and it starts all over. This time, the timeline is utopia from the start, and Monokuma watches it happen all again, over and over. And as we zoom out past Monokuma, we see that it's actually connected to a laptop. That none of this actually happened, that this time lapse happened over seconds in Monokuma's mind. Connected to Monokuma's alter ego, who imprisoned him for everything he's done. I think it works, it just doesn't have a name. Mukuro, the soldier at the end of Ragnarok. Here, I have another problem. There was nothing for Mukuro, so I had to make it up. I hope you guys enjoy. Mukuro runs for her life in the ruins of Hope's Peak. She's being chased by mechanical monstrosities. Monokuma hybrids of different animals, led by her sister Junko. Junko laughs as Amuguro's expression is one of fear. They make their way to the gym, and it's here. Mukuro realizes there's no place else to run. She holds her ground, but even the ultimate soldier knows when a war can't be won. She backs away from the horde of mono mechanical beasts, and once she's at a certain spot, the spears of Gungnir stab deep into her. Rather than killing her, they hold her in place as Junko gives a single order. Fetch. Large mechanical mono wolf, Monokuma wolf, mono wolf, pounces over Junko, takes a bite of Mukuro, and kills her as her sister laughs overjoyed by despair she's caused. Sakura, siding match of the whole galaxy. Sakura has a fun execution that went unused. See, Sakura's place standing within a wasteland. An army of alien-themed Monokumas appear and surround her, manipulating the atmosphere. Sakura starts beating down on them one by one, wave after wave. They just keep coming. They don't stop. Eventually, the area is overrun by these alien-themed Monokumas, burying Sakura. She begins to be crushed, and she reaches a hand through the endless sea of mechanical bears. However, the pressure is too much. She's crushed, and she dies. Sayaka. Sayaka's final performance. Sayaka might be deserving of a punishment after almost framing Makoto for a death. Some people hate her, some people love her a little too much. But no matter how you feel about the ultimate pop sensation, her execution should have been animated. She's placed on a stage with the giant bear trap, because Monokuma is a bear. And she's required to sing in order to fill a score meter that's labeled Escape. However, just as the meter is about to reach a highest score, Monokuma destroys it, triggering the failure condition. What's this failure condition? Well, it causes the giant bear trap to slam shut, killing her instantly. Toko, first kiss prank. Oh, poor Toko. Even in the unused execution described in the Danganronpa visual fanbook, she can't catch a break. And even though she might not deserve a break. Maybe it's not poor Toko. But even so, I'm going to edit her unused execution just a little bit. Toko's thrown into complete darkness. In the distance, a spotlight comes on, and you can see Byakuya. In desperation, and being Toko, she runs to him. She leans in for a kiss, and however, when she gets close, she sees that Byakuya was painted on a huge roller. She tries desperately to escape, but the Monokuma piloted roller catches up and presses her paper thin, executing her. Yasuhito, I hear there's a chance of 30%. In his unused execution, Hiro is the contestant of a Monokuma-hosted quiz show. Before him, there are three doors labeled A, B, and C, giving him a third chance of him surviving. A lot of these executions give their punished the chance to survive. Is this a running gag? Is this a theme? But okay, he has a third chance of surviving. He tries door A, but it grows hands, feet, and runs away, terrified. He then tries door B, and it too grows hands, feet, and escapes. Only door C remains, but after A and B, he's hesitant to open it. And in this small moment of hesitation, the door opens, revealing a mouth. It eats him, which odd, and he dies, ending the execution. Last but not least, Makoto, a trial of hope and despair. Him, I had to give something original, and while I tried to keep these students alphabetical, I had to keep him for last. All the students that were deserving of a despair-induced execution, they got theirs, and of all of them that did or didn't, Makoto, the ultimate lucky student, the ultimate hope, probably Nagi deserved it the most. Not because he did anything, but because it's the theme of the game, and he represents hope, whereas the game represents despair. While after school lessons serves a purpose narratively, I don't believe it works for Kyoko, and I don't believe it works for him. His punishment would take place in the trial room. The other survivors, Byakuya, Toko, Aoi, Hiro, and Kyoko, are tied to their posts, unable to escape, forced to bear witness. Bear Monokuma, bear. Even the mastermind Junko is tied down. While they are tied by Monokumas, the corpses of the dead students and the executed students, everyone, they are all tied to their respective places as well. So now all 16 students are in one spot, live or dead. One by one, the Monokumas leave until there is only one remaining. Maybe the original Monokuma. It takes a knife and kills the survivors one by one until only Junko and Makoto remain. The ultimate hope, the ultimate despair, both having seen their friends die. Junko admits that this was never part of the plan. But in the red eye of Monokuma's darkened half, they see a corrupted version of alter ego. Corrupted because of the execution, maybe because of excavation, maybe because of Gokuro. It depends on which one's canon in this reality. No longer is alter ego held back by human emotion. No longer is Monokuma held back by Junko's control. Monokuma kills Junko, and with that, only Makoto, the ultimate lucky student, is left alive, tears streaming down his face. One by one, the eyes of his dead friends glow red, and Monokuma unties them. They begin to get up and surround Makoto. He's unable to escape. Makoto watches, saddened, in fear. Monokuma watches as Makoto is killed by the corpses of his friends. The world watches as the ultimate hope, the world's last hope, flickers away and falls into darkness. This took a little longer to plan, but I hope each punishment is to your liking, or at least brings enough despair that Monokuma doesn't find a way to punish me. But that's been today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. And with that, don't forget to stay connected. Bye-bye.